Alrighty, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the first episode of Building After Dark. Quick disclaimer: this, even though we talk about Lego in this podcast, it is not suitable for children under the age of, I don't know, 13 or so. They're allowed one F word, like per PG-13 movie, I think. So, if you have any children in the room. Tell them to f off. We're probably going to censor that one, but that's the only one that you get. That one is free. Another quick disclaimer: Lego doesn't like us, probably, and they don't support these views. We don't necessarily hold or express any of the opinions that are held by the Lego company. Probably, I don't know. We might say some things that come up from time to time in like some conference call meetings or something like that. But yeah, welcome to the show, everybody. The first episode.
Thank you, Cade. That was Cade on the mic. He's a good guy, but anyway,
It's not true.
yeah, that's not true. I'm Josh, and Tristan will say who he is.
That's me. I'm Tristan, and I am here.
All right, and that makes three.
That's it. That's three. There's not a fourth. There's only three. There's no
Well, it depends on they're gagged.
Yeah, right.
All right. That was a good practice run, I think.
practice run. No, this is live. I actually have it live right now.
Oh,
God.
We
And I
have
sent a link to your
30,000
parents.
listeners already.
30,000. All of New Mexico knows you're here.
Jesus.
I guess that's one thing we can start off with. We can say where we live because we should specify that Cade is not near us. Cade is
Correct.
the only one that has never seen us in person.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's the power of the internet.
Yeah, the power of Lego, in fact. He wouldn't be in our friend group if it wasn't for Lego.
Yeah, I would have no desire to initiate any sort of contact with you based on anything else.
Where do you live, Cade? Where do you live?
I live in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Fair enough. And
Yeah.
this other two kids are up here in Oregon.
Yeah, it's essentially the exact opposite of New Mexico.
Yeah, pretty much.
Those of
In
you who
every
don't know, it's that's where meth comes from.
way. Breaking
Yeah.
Bad.
Yeah. Another little bit there, a little bit of advertisement, free advertisement, at least for
Yes,
them.
it's a pretty good show. I've seen it. All
That's
right.
Lego related.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're
Kind
already
of.
on a
There's
roll.
some. There's some. I've seen some mocks of the RV.
Yeah.
The RV.
And like trans light blue pieces kind of look like meth too. So
Oh yeah.
it's a full circle kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, and you know for sure that Citizen Brick has had a take on Walter White and Jesse Pinkman.
They have.
That's very much in their wheelhouse.
Yes,
That's what they
that's
do.
actually exactly what they've done.
All right. Cool. So yeah, besides that, who the hell are we? Who are you, Josh? Who what the fuck do you like? What do you do?
I don't do a whole lot.
Yeah.
I'm getting up there in age.
Yeah.
It's not like full on dementia at this point, but some days
Yeah.
it feels like it, or it
Yeah.
did. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But I got into Lego at the same time everyone else did, which was as a kid. There's
Yeah.
nothing special about me.
Yeah.
Everyone likes Lego, because it's good shit. Like it's not a weird specific type of toy line where only some people got into it. Like I feel like the main few would be like Lego, or if you're poor like me, I grew up with a lot more Mega Blocks.
Yeah.
I think they're Mega Constructs now. They changed the name for whatever reason.
Yeah. And then now some kids, I think Kinex makes like bricks now.
Oh yeah, there's all.
Well, yeah, Megablocks, there's a lot now.
I think like Tyco was probably the first brand that was competing with Lego. But that was the big downside when I was a kid, was that Lego was substantially more expensive than the off-brand shit.
Yeah, it definitely happened to me too. I had a lot of the like castle Mega Blocks with the dragons and stuff.
Those were fucking tight though.
They like, kind of were. They had like light up features and stuff, and the, like grass base plates. Those were.
But
those
I noticed the biggest difference was that it was way more focused on just like what the set looked like.
Yeah.
As opposed to what you could do with it. Because and that especially was with like the quality of the plastic too. It was much more frail, and which is why it was a lot cheaper. But
yeah, if you actually tried to play with that stuff like outside or in any way, they broke pretty quick.
Yeah, and there was a lot of the pieces were so like specifically molded that you couldn't really use them for much else.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, the castle walls look cool, but you can't really make anything besides castle walls with these.
Yeah, yeah. Lego definitely, especially now with how many parts they've released, promote you rebuilding into something else because the parts can be used in a lot of different ways.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess the first basic memories I have receiving real Lego as opposed to Mega Blocks would be, I guess it was probably 1999, because that's when the first Star Wars Lego set
came out.
Because that's when Phantom Menace dropped, and that's when they finally acquired a license for Star Wars. So I got that was my shit back then. So it ran over into Lego because I thought Episode One was cool as fuck.
Yeah, I can't remember now like what my actual first Lego was, but I'd have to assume it may have been something Star Wars, because that seems like a really easy, especially for our age, an easy way in, because we already like Star Wars, and then there's Star Wars Legos, and so you say, oh, that's a Star Wars toy, and then you find out it's more than that, because it's Lego.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I would say that one was probably, I remember specifically I had a small Episode One Lego set that had Qui-Gon and Jar Jar and like a couple of the STAP droid speeders in it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Because keep in mind, like I said before, I did not get expensive toys for the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, not to shit on my parents right now. That's not their fault. But Lego sets, even 25 years ago, Lego sets were still a lot pricier than a lot of the other toys you
definitely
get. And when you're a young kid, you don't want to get them expensive stuff because they'll break it or they won't appreciate it.
Yeah, true that. Yeah.
But I had a lot of smaller Lego sets up until I got around to being able to buy my own with birthday money or whatever, but that was one of my first. And then I had Anakin's Pod Racer. I remember that was one of my first sets. And then I think what got me, I mean, sci-fi was probably my go-to and still is. Obviously Star Wars is a big sci-fi area.
Yeah.
But I also had, back in the 90s and up until the early 2000s, I think there were multiple space lines of sets. And a lot of them had little, kind of like poly bag sets, but they were just kind of like little $5 sets at the time. So as opposed to me getting a big Lego set for a birthday or something, it was every now and then my parents would give me one of those like little $5 sets, and that's how I was introduced to different themes, I guess.
Yeah, I had a lot of those too. I think my parents mostly bought me those as well. It was later with my wealthy grandparents that I became a spoiled brat. So
yeah, and it kind of went all
downhill. I started out similar to you in terms of what Lego I had, but
That's classic trickle down economics.
Yep.
Yeah. yeah, I guess for me, I'm a bit of a poser. I'm the poser of this group.
Yeah.
God, I can't actually even remember my first memory with Lego. I assume I was really young. I think like probably the first exposure to Lego, the first time Lego exposed itself to me as a child.
Nice.
I was God, I it was like after my parents got divorced and I was living with my grandma. God, what a great
yeah,
intro
no, keep
for
going.
Me, right?
Let's get dark.
Okay. Yeah, right. I'm pretty sure my grandma like had those, I don't know if you guys are familiar with like those buckets that they used to sell that had like just the random assortment of
oh yeah, just like the
pieces.
Big like blue buckets, and they just had a ton of
right.
regular
yeah.
bricks.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
The box always made it look like you were gonna build like a weird ass elephant or something, and you're like,
right.
No, I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. I think that was really like my first exposure. And I remember like, I also went to a private school and sometimes they, you know, when they weren't you know, beating us and making us, you know, clean the floorboards, they were letting us, you know, stick handfuls of Lego in our mouth when they weren't looking. You know, they had like huge buckets of like Lego that was donated to them and whatnot. So I remember playing with that a lot.
That's interesting. I haven't thought about that in a while, but I think my school had Lego at one point too.
Right.
That's a thing. I don't know if that happens anymore. Like I remember as a kid, there was like certain classrooms where you knew they had like a big bucket of Lego for like playtime or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's kind of like what I first got brought up on. I didn't really get like my first set until I was actually like 7.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting because that's one thing that'll probably come up more on the podcast that I'm interested to know is that I don't know you as well as Josh. He has known you longer only
right.
through the internet, essentially. So I'm wondering, like, when did that part of your Lego thing develop? Like being on the internet
yeah.
and eventually meeting Josh. How did
God,
how did it go from your first set to that?
Right. So you want to know right now?
Sure. Do it, man. That's your background. Do it.
God, I don't know. I feel like that's some stuff for a later episode because
we're
planning on talking about like some of the
internet. I think you'll
aspects
we'll
behind that.
Do it more. With the internet.
Yeah.
I guess just like from that first set, did it actually become like an obsession for you like it did for us, or was it just kind of a side thing? Like it was just one
that's
of the toys.
That's a great question. I feel like in some ways it was kind of one of the toys, at least just for a little while.
Yeah.
And then it kind of like I was kind of like, hey, this is actually cooler than what I like initially gave it credit for when I was like 7 years old. And actually, you know, fun fact, my first set was also, you know, one of the Star Wars ones.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what it was. I want to say it was the, what are those things called? The V-Wing fighters, I think.
Oh, so it was more like episode 3 time?
Yeah, it was like episode 3, Star Wars timeline. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What year were you born?
I was born in 1998.
Okay.
So I'm 21 years old as of the recording of this this podcast. So,
okay, yeah, that makes more sense. So around that would have been
right
2006.
Yeah, so you probably missed right. You probably missed a lot of the stuff that me and Josh were super into. I mean, obviously we probably synced up later because I was definitely doing like episode 3 sets and stuff, but me and Josh were born a little earlier in the 90s. So we were probably old enough in 99 to like all the crazy themes that were coming out around then. That was like the prime time of weird themes. So,
right. And I was born in the wrong generation. Yeah.
Well, even some of the stuff I got was a little bit before my time, which was interesting. It must have been either on the shelves for a while or it was some sort of hand-me-down. Because I know like a lot of the space themes, like some of the little ones I had came out like 94, 93, which was before I was born.
Yeah. I'd be interested to learn how long those things stuck around. But yeah, you had an older brother. I don't know. I would be interested to see how long that stuff stuck around, because I kind of have the same thing where, like, I remember my favorite theme for a long time being like the Johnny Thunder stuff. And I don't know when that stuff came out, but it had to have been 90s. And even if it was 99, I was only like four years old. So I don't know how much I would have even been getting.
Actually just triggered a memory for me. Like, before I got like my first set, I mean, I was old enough at this point to know what Lego was, because, you know, I was shoveling it in my mouth when I was like 5 years old or whatever.
Yeah.
Probably choking on it. I don't know how many times I've had to be revived after choking on a 2x4 brick or whatever. But I remember like watching TV and a Johnny Thunder commercial, which again is like one of Lego's older themes. It's kind of a knockoff Indiana Jones type thing without the licensing. Which, I mean, Lego eventually, you know, bought.
Yeah.
Eventually. Well, I don't know if they bought the licensing, but they acquired it to make those sets later on. But basically, copyright infringement. Anyway, so it was kind of like a knockoff Johnny Thunder. And I remember watching a commercial. They had a commercial for a Johnny Thunder set. And I remember in that moment thinking, that's the coolest shit I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, I really want those toys. And then I guess, I don't know, I just never asked for them or something. Or maybe I was like, oh, maybe I was younger than five at this point. Maybe I wasn't able to articulate.
Yeah, you weren't young enough.
I was just crawling around and I looked up and I saw that, like, that big brown fedora.
And I was like, I was certainly old enough. I was certainly old enough to piss myself and put small plastic pieces in my mouth, but and I, for some reason, I don't even remember 9/11 either. but I remember that one commercial, which is like a really odd thing to remember, I guess, in some ways. But
I have some commercials like that. I know that feeling. Some of those things, something about it just sticks with you.
Yeah. I feel like I eventually, the kind of the big handful, there's like a few categories of toys that I think almost all kids tend to get behind, and it's either action figures and dolls, building bricks like Lego, cars.
Yeah.
And then I guess like,
there are some kids who are really into knives too around that age, I think. Yeah.
And then the kids who really liked Nerf stuff eventually went into JROTC, like KC.
Right. And they I have my opinions on Nerf, but I'll save it for right now.
That's a different podcast.
That's a different podcast for another time.
No, I definitely remember, like, I did Hot Wheels for a long time. I did action figures. Pretty much always there was some action figures. But I feel like it pretty quickly got narrowed down to, like, Lego was the best toy. And if someone was offering to buy me a toy, I knew I was getting the best bang for my buck if I asked for a Lego.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't just going to end up in a drawer when I got bored with it. I would just destroy it and then I could do whatever the fuck I wanted. So,
yeah. I think before I got into Lego, I was really into like those little rubber animals. And I would eat those too.
Yeah, so, very forbidden gummies. You know. It was more of a textures thing at that point. It wasn't really.
Right. I like to kind of like rub them in the dirt. So like all the sediment kind of like stuck to their rubbery skin, and then I would just put it in my mouth and strange to think that I'm like vitamin deficient now.
Well, I don't know. How much more did you want to expand, Cade? Is it my turn?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right.
Shut the fuck up. Okay, that's a good topic point.
I mean, I get the feeling we'll learn more about you on the, like, whenever we talk about, like, mock pages and stuff, because
yeah, God willing,
that seems to be your Lego high time, from what I
Jesus,
understand.
Yeah,
I don't,
unfortunately,
I don't know you,
it
I
was.
I still don't know that much, but I'm interested.
You're in for some shit, my man. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I guess for me, it pretty much started out the same. I don't remember what my first set was. I have a bad memory, but it was probably Star Wars. Like I said, that was a pretty easy in because those movies were new and I liked them for sure. I know my parents liked the original trilogy a lot. They had seen all of them in the theaters. So episode one coming out was a big deal for them and for me, because they probably saw it as a way for me to get into it. And then, yeah, Lego came with that. But yeah, then I remember immediately Star Wars was probably always the favorite theme, but I got real obsessed with, like, Johnny Thunder and a lot of the, I don't know, I had a weird mixture of all the vintage themes, but I think it's because we went to Legoland like a fuck ton, and Legoland just seemed to carry a lot of the sets, like, even after they weren't necessarily at the normal stores. I don't know how true that is, but I have this memory of, like, going to Legoland, and I was old enough to remember this, so it couldn't have been the 90s anymore, really. But I would come home with, like, the big AquaZone sets and stuff like
that.
And so I don't know if those sets were still at, like, Toys R Us and stuff, or if I was just getting them because we went to Legoland and they still had that stuff. I don't know how all that worked. But yeah, I probably mostly started with little sets. I remember for a long time the little sets, instead of getting, like, an allowance every week, because usually another fucked up childhood story, I don't get into it. My mom was broke and my dad didn't work, but my mom worked, and my mom's rewards for me were usually, like, little Lego sets that were under the bed. And so instead of an allowance, if I was a good boy, I got to pick out a little set, which was probably usually poly bags, or especially those early Star Wars sets. They had interesting stuff where they would just put, like, a couple minifigs in a box with, like, the little stands and the little cards, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And those were cool because it was cheap and you got the characters, and usually the characters were what you wanted the most.
Right.
So there was a lot of that. And then my grandparents were wealthy, and so pretty much every time I hung out with them, I knew that I was probably going to go to Toys R Us and get a big set, because they were the type that, don't get me wrong, like, they loved me to death. They were good people. They just expressed their love with money. Say what you want about how that's a healthy thing or not, but that's how I got a lot of the big sets and probably made all my friends jealous.
Yeah. No, that's a good flex.
Yeah, they would just take me and either get me, like, four sets or, like, $100 set, like, all the time.
Jesus.
Yeah. And my whole life up to now, I have kept all my instruction booklets, and it's insane how much I have from those early years. Like, there's some sets where I even have multiple of the same set. And so I don't know if people were just always gifting me stuff, or I don't know how it happened. I'm essentially a Lego hoarder. I'm probably the most wealthy in terms of Lego, like, out of this group, just because I have so much
for sure,
of it.
Yeah, it's
yeah, no, absolutely.
I mean, not even as a flex, like, it's almost concerning how much I have. It's insane.
No, I get that. It's
yeah,
it's funny though, because I remember, I feel like you were one of the kids though that, like, you were interested in building your own stuff, but a lot of it you did just display for a while, like the
themselves. Yeah, I was definitely more sets at first. There was a lot of sets displayed around the houses, and there's even some sets that I had as a kid that never got mixed in with my other stuff. Like, to this day, through all the moves that I've been through, they're still in bags with their instructions, like after being taken apart from the first time I built them.
Yeah.
Which, and they just sit in the garage. But so yeah, I was definitely more set heavy at first. And I had, and it's weird because my best friend that I grew up around, he was also set heavy and still is. Like, most of his stuff still stays as sets. He doesn't really build anything. He just collects it.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely at some point probably had something to do with the fact that people would buy me duplicate sets, or a lot of times too, if my mom like knew someone at work that was like getting rid of their childhood Legos, somehow we would always get lucky and they would just like offer them to us. So that's how I ended up with a lot of vintage stuff that wasn't necessarily of my time, probably.
Yeah.
And the pieces just built up and built up to the point where, yeah, then I probably started making my own stuff. So
that's another interesting aspect too about our childhood. We touched on it briefly. So Cade was born in 99. Tristan and I were both
98.
Well,
98
metric system, but
yeah,
Tristan and I were born 95. So we're a little bit older, but
yeah,
I feel like we got really lucky for the most part. And our generation, our parents got really unlucky because they got rid of all of it. But
yeah,
right. I'd say probably the generation right after us is when people started to realize Lego was actually worth money. Because you never see that shit at garage sales or anything anymore. And it's not necessarily that I don't believe kids are holding on to them longer. It's just that they're selling them. Like, they're actually
That's true. Yeah. A lot of people know now that you can put that stuff on eBay or like Facebook Marketplace or whatever. When I was a kid, they were just looking to literally, I mean, I think I found some by the dumpster one time, like at our apartment.
Because it was just like any other toy. They were like, it's a toy. Yeah. Like, my daughter's not playing with this Barbie anymore. I'm not going to get on eBay.
And I don't know now that we're adults, I don't know if that's as common now, like a hand-me-down type thing, but back then people did that a lot. Like, if they were going to get rid of something, either they were assholes and they threw it in the trash, or they just looked for like a friend who had a kid and gave it to them.
Yeah.
And so there was a lot of people that probably had kids that were just starting to grow up, and they were like, oh, I got to get rid of all this shit. My friend at work has a kid that likes Lego, I think I'll give it to them. So
yeah,
I wonder if that is kind of the reason why it's like some of these older themes and sets that Lego came out with are like worth quite a bit of money, at least more than they were worth when they first came out, you know, is just because of that whole, I guess, just the mentality.
Yeah,
especially, you know, like nobody really kept anything. They would either just throw it away or hand it down until it broke or something.
Especially stuff with like boxes, because back then nobody would have ever thought a box would be worth money. So they were definitely chucking those in the trash.
And right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and that's like with every toy, though, for the most part, of like why stuff goes up in price exponentially if it's still in the package, because like that's just like a dumbass boring kid that just like didn't take it out of the box for some reason. Like, it's gonna be really rare because that's fucking stupid. Yeah. But
I don't know if you guys remember either, if you guys ever had this experience. When I was a kid, in the mall where we lived, there was a store called KB Toys. And there might have been other toy stores that were like this, but they were almost like a toy liquidator, I think is what they were called.
Uh-huh.
And so when it was almost like a Ross, you know how a Ross like carries the clothes that the other stores can't get rid of, essentially.
Right. Right.
I
shop there often. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to Ross. They got some fresh stuff. So they were like a toy liquidators. I think that's what they called it. And I remember going there, and that's where I would find weird Lego stuff that Toys R Us did not have anymore. So that might be how I got a lot of the old stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
I know for sure I would go in there, like, and this was already like Bionicle era that was like taking over. And we went into a KB Toys, and I remember walking out of there. We spent like $5 and I got like almost the whole line of like Throwbots, which is what
that's what
came before Bionicle. So clearly, if it was that era, those were outdated and probably not available anywhere else. So yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. It was a different time. It's not like that anymore for sure. You can't.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Even Target and Walmart now knows how much Lego is worth, so they hardly discount them. And if they do, you're getting really lucky. They definitely don't end up at like a liquidator place. Yeah.
Right. And I mean, like, I remember recently, like last year or so, I don't do it anymore because, you know, we're current year 2020. I'm not really allowed to go outside or anything. And,
yeah. If you're listening to this in the future, right now we're in quarantine. Look it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Just look up 2020 and I guarantee you it's going to be the first thing that pops up. Anyway, it's kind of unfortunate because by this time this year, I would have been out and about in Albuquerque, New Mexico, like going to yard sales and estate sales and stuff, like looking for some old shit to buy.
Yeah, I missed that.
That's what I did last year. And I remember like I went to basically like every yard sale and estate sale that I could possibly find. And I was like going with the sole intention of like, hey, I'm going to find like some old rare Lego or like some old rare like Pokemon cards that I can like flip for profit on eBay or whatever.
Hell yeah.
And I mean, I remember I went to this estate sale and there were like three dudes who were like cleaning out. I guess the place belonged to their uncle. You know what I mean? And I remember like they had these big like plastic bins in his garage that were like full of Lego, and some of it was like really old. Like I could see through the bins and see like some minifigures and stuff. And I was like, I was so excited because that was the only time that I had ever found any Lego at any like yard sale or estate sale ever.
Right.
And literally like, you know, I was going through the garage and they've got all these tools and like fishing equipment and like clothes and stuff. And they said that it was all for sale. Right. And so I was like, okay, so how much do you guys want for like these boxes? And one of the dudes like, oh yeah, no, those aren't sale. Aren't for sale. I think we're gonna keep those. Hold on to those. And I was like, you've got to be,
damn,
you got to be kidding me. Yeah, I was
disappointed.
I was so disappointed. Yeah, and that was like the only time that I had ever come across any that appeared to be for sale, and it was just like, I mean. Ridiculous. And I go to a lot of estate sales and it's really weird because a lot of these like older folk have this weird tendency to like collect porcelain dolls.
Yeah, which is a lot of that.
Really, it's odd to me. It's a generational thing, you know. I'm not going to make fun of the people in advanced age who collect it, but I mean I just walk into dead people's homes and like see all these porcelain dolls for sale. It just weirds me out.
Yeah, but, that's just scary. I only like weird little faces if they're on a Lego guy.
Yeah.
Right.
They stare at me all the time, but they don't threaten me.
Right.
Yeah, it's not with malice. It's like a dead stare. And I think their like fragile face is like inherently creepy too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Show me a single goddamn movie where a Lego minifigure gets possessed and kills its owners.
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't happen as much anymore. I remember as a kid doing that a lot. We went to a lot of garage sales over the weekends. And we would get lucky pretty often. Not a ton, but still, you know, you'd find bins full of shit. They didn't know what it was worth. And yeah.
Yeah,
doesn't really happen though.
Now you see, pretty much everyone is caught on at this point, and you see like,
see like moms on Facebook stores selling like two clone troopers for $40.
Yeah. It's blown up so ridiculously that it's very difficult to find genuinely good, like a steal on any amount of Lego is very rare.
I think we were recently told to by Dakota. Shout out to Dakota. He runs a Lego store here in Oregon. He might be we're gonna make him be the sponsor of this podcast. You'll
see. He doesn't know he's paying us yet, but Dakota's brick shop.
Right. Oh, but he will.
He will. Cash for this, a shout out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We give him all our money now anyway, so what does it matter? He told us that that some thrift stores, or like especially Goodwill, they actually won't put Lego on the shelf anymore. They have a site where you can bid. Yeah. That's almost like eBay, like the Goodwill website, and they've gotten savvy to the fact that they can put the Lego on there and have people bid on it now, which is crazy. But I did get lucky one time, like a month ago, I found like a big Johnny Thunder Pharaoh just full of 90s parts. That was pretty sweet. I think maybe it was just already taped up and they didn't know there was Lego inside, but yeah
it's really a hit or miss with that stuff, but for the most part,
yeah,
a lot of people want to profit, and it's it's like the opposite of what happened with Beanie Babies, where everyone hoarded them and now they're worth jack shit. Nobody hoarded Lego for the most part, and now it's
cool, right?
So
yeah, and then some of us, we hoarded it. I definitely did. I have multiple sets, but then I never grew out of it, so it's done me no good.
And I think that's a lot of the disconnect with the average Joe, is whoever's listening to this, I know they're...
And me.
And Kate.
Yeah.
Is that... Pretty much everyone could say that they grew up with Lego and building with it, but at one point, for whatever reason, they stopped pretty early on.
I was going to say the same thing. Like, we have a friend, too, that told me, like, he had a ton of Lego as a kid, but his mom gave it away without asking him.
Yeah.
And I think that happened to a lot of people. Either they did grow out of it and they didn't want it anymore, not realizing that someday they'd have nostalgia for it. But, some kids just, their parents assumed it was done, and or they didn't play with it for a while. Everyone, probably even us, even though we still do Lego now, we all had like the dark age. But the dark age, I guess, is what you call it when you stop building Lego for a while.
Yeah,
I'm sure that there are a lot of people who used to play with Lego and they don't have nostalgia for it, and they probably think we sound dumb as fuck right now.
There's probably some
I don't know
too,
how
but then there's
this podcast, like,
yeah,
off.
I don't know why
I don't know
here.
Yeah,
if they're listening, they probably made a mistake.
Yeah. Also, you're really far into this episode, so I think you're just listening to it out of spite, but
probably but yeah, I think some people probably had a dark age like we all did and weren't lucky enough to have parents like I know my parents, they probably recognized that I wasn't building there for a while, but I think they just like packed it up and it was always in the garage, or like it went through moves with us. Like, they were nice enough to not get rid of any of it. I don't know if they had this preconception that I would be really weird in my late 20s and want to build again. But somehow they knew and they didn't get rid of it. I don't think other people were as lucky. I think a lot of parents just got rid of it because they assumed they were done.
Yeah, and I think it's a lot of it too is because it was all kind of grouped up the same with other toys, whereas like,
yeah,
hey, my son just turned, I don't even know how old kids are when they do dumb shit. But like, my son just grew out of his Star Wars action figures too, and his Lincoln Logs and shit, so we just got rid of all the toys. And they don't, like, I think a lot of people don't really realize that it, for people who do stick with it, it's not because it's just like a collectible toy for the most part. I mean, there are some collectors that get Lego sets purely just to display them as sets, but those who actually build stuff with it, that's what definitely sets it apart from other toys, is that it becomes more of an art medium as opposed to just something like
that's what I
figure.
That's
like,
what I always have to say to people that are like confused when I tell them that I build Lego as a hobby. I have to tell them, like, look, it's like an art medium. Like, I'm not very good at like drawing stuff, or you know, I like to sculpt, but I'm just using Lego pieces instead of clay. Like, it's not that far off. It sounds goofy.
To the kids,
it sounds goofy.
Yeah, to the kids,
I just see podcast.
For whatever, even though we told you to fuck off, if you do happen to be here, do keep in mind you still will be bullied if you tell people.
It's not cool. That doesn't stop. I could just
excuse you.
I laughed because I could see Tristan like sitting at a bar at like a Chili's or something, talking to the old Vietnam vet sitting next to him. He's like, "It's an art medium.
Yeah, I build
It's not
Legos,
for
but
kids."
it's art. It's not for kids. Yeah.
It's one of those weird things, but I think there's something to be said about the fact that like no other toy is really like that. I mean, sure, some adults collect like Star Wars action figures, but they don't do anything with them.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Legos,
Once you grow out
Lego's
of
like
it,
the
you
one
can't.
toy that you do something with as an adult.
Right. Because
like I collect Disney too. I'm sure that'll come up on here. I'm a stupid idiot. I collect Disney shit, and the difference with that is that I don't really do anything with it. Like it's just a display or like art or like a thing on the shelf. Whereas with Lego, it actually feels more worth the money because it gets added into my collection of resources that I actually use to make shit when I'm feeling creative. I don't know. It's different.
And I think a lot of people not only grew out of it because they associated it with other toys, but also it's really impactful having like the social aspect of like going into school. Like it is super lame to be like, yeah, I like playing with Lego. Like once you get to a certain age, it becomes like a stigma thing where people are like, that's dumb as fuck. And all these like
For
eventually
sure. My
kids
that's
catch on to
probably
stuff.
why.
Yeah, and it's
Yeah,
like,
my dark ages were like middle school and high school mostly, and that's because that's when kids started to probably make fun of me when I talked about it, and so I stopped talking
yeah,
about
as soon as another
it.
kid becomes an asshole, that's when you stop enjoying everything.
Yeah, pretty much, pretty
Like
much. Yeah.
just they either get to that age and they get a PlayStation or they start doing meth or
Yeah.
something that's
Right.
different than toys, and they're like, you
Yeah.
know.
Human trafficking is a big one here
For
in New
sure, yeah.
Mexico.
Once you hit that
Yeah.
11 age mark, it.
I think that is something interesting. I mean, we're automatically going to sound like old men on this subject, but I wonder how different it is for kids now. Because I've got a neighbor who, like, one day he saw me bringing some Legos in from the garage, and he's like, "Wow, you have a lot of Legos." And I'm like, "Yeah, man, do you build too?" And he's like, "Nah, I'm too old for Legos. I play Fortnite now." And he's only like probably, he's not even 10. He's got to be like 8 or 9. And I'm like already thinking this kid's an asshole and I don't like him.
So what do you want to give a shit of my neighbor's kid? But
So I wonder if like in today's day and age, God, I sound like such a fucking
yeah,
boomer
see,
when I say
I
that,
knew we were gonna
but
sound like boomers doing that, but you have to wonder, like, does Lego stick with them as much now? I don't know.
to be honest, I don't know if any like physical toy sticks with kid. I mean, I could be wrong. I don't know, but I get the feeling that for like a lot of children after a certain age, like even younger than we were, like the whole physical toy thing kind of becomes more like stigmatized, and like it turns more into like a, video game kind of thing. I'm
I
not
definitely know a lot
anti-video
of
game,
people, a lot of
but
people nowadays, I think minimalism has become much more like normalized.
right.
And
I
I
think
that
that's just
probably
called
has something to do
poverty.
with like, yeah, it could be that. But no, like I know a lot of people that like have a lot more money than me, but their kids don't have stuff like this, you know? Like I think that nowadays it's more normal to have less because they see it as stuff that'll just get thrown away. I don't know.
And there's a lot more a lot of other outlets when you take into account internet and electronics. Because I mean, if you grew up in the 1800s playing Hoopstick and someone introduced Lego to you, you'd be like, fuck, I'm keeping this until I die of old age at 36. But now
You'd be
it's.
like, this is the toy of the future right
Because I
here.
know even me, early 2000s, once I got a PlayStation 2, I was like, fuck it. I guess I don't play outside anymore. Like, it's once you have the other media options, the more access you have to other things, especially if they're considered more of the norm for your age group, then you're gonna start casting off a lot of the old stuff.
Yeah,
and I can't help but wonder, like, how much of it is a social thing too, like, because at a certain age, you know, all your friends are online playing Fortnite or whatever, and you know, you're stuck in your room playing with G.I. Joe or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of,
yeah.
I wonder if something like that sort of plays a part. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, dang, I don't want to just be here by myself, like using my imagination and playing with my toys, playing with my own pee-pee. I want to play with someone else's pee-pee. I want to like, you know, get online, spend some time with my friends, even if I'm not like, you know, physically present with my friends.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, another that's true. That is, social that is thing that we didn't grow up with.
That is one benefit they have now. Yeah. Cause, as a kid, the friends that you would have were usually like the friends that were close by. Like most of the friends that I hung out with the most were really near my house. So it was easy to go hang out with them. Now you can pretty much have a friend anywhere. So I don't know. That's got to make it different.
Right. And I mean, I'm not even that old and you guys aren't even that old, but
yeah.
Like, even when I was growing up, you know, when I was a, you know, preteen to early teen, like that's when I think online gaming in the capacity that it's at now, like really started to get popular. But even then, like it was just starting to get popular. Like it wasn't where it is now, where you have like these mega popular titles, you know, like we keep bringing up Fortnite, but I mean, like, you know, it's different now.
And I think that's even though
it wasn't that long ago,
that's an interesting spot to acknowledge, like a shift as well, because as a kid, I definitely remember there being times where all of a sudden the friends that I knew I built Legos with, or the friends that I would go to their house just to build, or like that's all we ever did really. All of a sudden they weren't into it. Like they started to more and more, they were like, nah, I don't want to build today. Let's just play Halo 3. Or, yeah, you know, that
just,
kind of
let's just jerk off in the corner and face the opposite wall.
And hell, I mean, like, and I mean, hell, like you could just be like, hey, I don't really want to play with Lego, but let's build in Minecraft, where we just have so many more like possibilities, you know, and we don't have to like spend money on you know, a box full of pieces that might not even give us everything that we need to build with.
Yeah, I definitely remember that being a shift. Like a lot of people that were my best friends, probably because we bonded over Lego, suddenly we weren't that good of friends because I was still kind of sticking with the Lego, and then they were developing the new interests. They had kind of started to age out and I hadn't. That's probably another factor that led to like the dark ages, where I was suddenly like, wow, my friends don't like this stuff anymore. Does that mean I'm supposed to stop liking it? I don't understand.
Yeah, that's a huge factor. I remember like having, getting early teenage years, of getting like having friends over for a birthday party or something. And then like my parents knew I was still into Lego, and I'd open up a gift and it'd be like a Lego set, and I'd be like, oh, that's cool. Yeah, well, Lego, that's crazy.
Right. No, yeah, it was suddenly awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I kept it like hidden for the most part too, of just through pretty much for the past, I don't know, 10 years at least. No, more than that, 15 years. It's been like weird. Like it's not something you would say as a hobby, like you don't bring it up because it's fucking weird, you know. You're goddamn child, you know. Don't talk to me, okay? I got a jewel. Why would I want to talk to you about you building with Lego? Like that's stupid,
right? There's definitely a lot of that where like people that were genuinely nice and friendly would suddenly, like, you'd be embarrassed in front of them when they found out that you still built Lego.
Yeah.
Like, even if they were nice people, like that was weird to them, and you could feel that, and it made it awkward.
So what we're saying is that we are developmentally stunted.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
That could be, we didn't we developed object permanence a lot later than others, so we couldn't really get into anything else that wasn't just
right.
grasping big plastic blocks.
Yeah,
right.
I think we've actually reached a point now where it's almost more like a middle ground, because now it's becoming more and more normalized. Maybe, I don't know. Like, there's a Lego building TV show on a regular network.
Yeah,
and like more. I don't know. Like, I see like freaking Terry Crews building like the UCS Millennium Falcon.
Yeah,
and people see that and think, oh, that's cool. He likes Lego. That's pretty funny. And it's not mm-hmm. it's not like as much of a stigma. It's more just like, oh, that's kind of cool. I guess you still build Lego. All right, cool. Yeah. I don't know. That's been my experience anyway. It seems less like people are weirded out now and more just like, oh, you're one of those kids.
Oh, yeah. My mom told me about you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think also it's just an age thing. Like, you know, at that age, everyone is just shitty to each other the time. So, yeah.
And now we have friends, like, as soon as we decided we wanted to start this podcast, Josh made a Facebook group for it, and we have people that I remember from high school who are, like, immediately liking the page and, like, supporting us. I don't know if it's out of pity.
That's what I'm shooting for, yeah.
Yeah, it's probably just pity, but there's a part of me that's like, okay, so they don't think we're weird, they, like, think it's charming. Like, they don't understand that that's what we like, but they like us enough as people that they're like, oh, that's charming. That's cool. They're doing a thing.
Well, that's what you said, too, about, like, that certain age group of middle and high school where everyone's just
an
asshole because everyone's an asshole to them. And then after the fact, they're like, you know what? Fuck it. You do what you want. You know, that's cool. You have a hobby? That's cool.
There's definitely...
And I have a depression.
Age now. Like, yeah, we've reached an age now that it's definitely more... The immediate reaction is just like, ah, oh, cool, man, you do you. That's cool. Yeah.
And I know we were talking earlier about internet and social media and whatnot having an impact on kids outgrowing Lego. But also, that's actually how I broke free from that dark ages period for me was because of social media and internet. Because I remember first discovering... We'll talk about it later in another episode, but Mock Pages was where I initially discovered other people over the age of 8 building with Lego still across the world. And I was like, what the fuck? Because I was like, I don't know what I was doing. I like wanted to build like a little mech or something. And I like looked up instructions, because that's what dumb kids do, is look up instructions as opposed to being creative. And I found Mock Pages and I was like, cool, cool. And then I just kept clicking on different stuff and I was like, what the fuck? There are just thousands and thousands of these things, like people building and then posting it online and then other people see it. And I'm like, I really like feeling like people love me. So I want to do that too.
And it's
I think there are some
any social media of that's why we do it, is for like, please accept me, give me those likes,
give me those likes, it makes me feel better, like I'm not a weirdo.
I think now is a good point to, like, I guess explain to some of the people who don't understand the terminology that we're kind of using, you know, like, so Mock Pages was kind of like a social media site that was specifically dedicated to like sharing your own like builds and your own creations and like interacting with other people who were doing the same thing.
Right. Which is what mocks are, right? Is mock my own creation?
Yes.
Yeah. So mock, MOC, it's an acronym. Yeah. It stands for my own creation. So it was, it was a website.
pour one out.
Pour one out. Yeah. Moment of silence for Mock Pages. Anyway, I had just found out recently, because Josh informed me that it doesn't seem to exist anymore.
Yeah,
and that actually kind of.
That shit
shook me a little bit. Yeah. That kind of,
Yeah, that's
yeah. We'll get into that in a later episode, I'm sure. But yeah, I mean, yeah, the social media aspect of it was actually kind of a big aspect for me too, and kind of it's how I met Josh. It's not how I met Tristan. But Tristan, you were active on it too, right?
A little bit, yeah. I was a lot less than you guys. I was on there a lot. I was just as awkward online as I was in real life, so I was afraid to interact.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Fair. And so I didn't participate a ton as a kid, but I was always on there reading shit, like learning techniques, looking at people's pictures and all that kind of stuff. So I knew about all of it, but not until like maybe Instagram did I start to get a little more involved, because toy photography kind of became a thing. And so I started taking pictures of toys, assuming that was cool. And that kind of brought me back to the Lego side of it a little bit. And now I follow, seems like most of the people that do what you guys are talking about have now ended up on Instagram.
Oh yeah. There,
yeah.
It was initially a lot of the following was on Mock Pages, and then it went to Flickr just because of the photo sharing options, and there was a community there. And then a lot of it now,
it was a toxic community, but it was a community.
Yeah. No, and I feel like people just, for anyone listening who is not particularly a fan of Lego in their adult life, but are interested, I feel like there are a lot of people who still don't really maybe realize how much is out there.
Yeah.
As far as it being like Tristan was saying earlier, like an art form, but like whole communities of people just building.
Yeah. I don't think a lot of people know that all that's going on.
And I feel like even if you had, it would be cool to, if you do have a kid that's interested in Lego, like having that as an option to show them, like it could be kind of a dick move. Like if you had like a little kid, like doing their little crayon drawing and putting it on the fridge, and you like get an oil painting of the Last Supper, and you're like, look at this shit though, you know, this is what you're aiming for, you stupid little kid, fucking drawing over there. This is what we want. Okay.
I guess there's some of that, but I don't necessarily think that it would immediately come off like that. I mean, if anything, the stuff I see on the internet, while sometimes it makes me feel bad because I'm not maybe that good at building, it definitely inspires me to be better.
Yeah. And I would encourage anyone who hasn't looked into it to just kind of take a minute and just look at people's Lego creations, because they're fucking insane. And the amount of stuff you can do is pretty cool, even if you're not particularly interested in Lego as a toy itself. If there's a theme or a historical kind of undertaking you like, then there's something out there that people have built that's just stupid awesome that would interest you. And that's what's cool about it as a toy too, is if you're 40 and you didn't get over the fact that Star Wars action figures are really cool, then you might reconnect with that and get another collection going. But if you're 40 and you are like, well, they don't really make toy trains like they used to, like someone's building them. Like I guarantee you go on Flickr and you type in Lego trains, there's gonna be a whole ass group on there that's like 10,000 people, and they're like, yo, look at my fucking train. And you can see their fucking train, and that's cool. And then you don't feel like as much of a loser. I mean, you like you still are, but there are other people like you.
Yeah. I think Star Wars is like the big in for people, because there's a lot of people I know that like Star Wars and never expressed any sort of interest in Lego to me. And then I'll randomly see them like on their social media, like, bored at home building a TIE fighter today, like they'll buy the sets because they liked Star Wars, even if they're not a Lego fan.
Yeah,
there's a lot of that.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
I mean, Lego just has a thing for like everybody, I feel like, you know, definitely. Like there's some aspect or some theme that they've come out with that I
Well,
feel like would
especially,
resonate with like everyone to some
especially
level.
like in now times, because they Lego itself, the company, has gotten savvy to the fact that adults like it, and they make a lot of stuff like the Creator Expert modular stuff, or like the what are those called? What are the like the ones of the little buildings? Architecture.
Architecture.
And that stuff is very aimed at like adults that like historical buildings or like architecture, that kind of
Yeah, you
stuff.
could
'Cause
build that
they're
shit and put it on your desk at work and nobody's gonna
Yeah,
like, make fun of it.
exactly.
They'll think it's cool, like,
They'll be like, wow, that's a little space needle there. You built that out of Lego, eh?
Where are those
Well, and
reports, Terry?
those are specifically directed at adults because a lot of those are too complicated for kids. So that shows you that like there's enough of an audience there that Lego is now producing stuff just for those people. So, which is definitely different because I don't think they necessarily used to do that.
Yeah, I know they have a they've had in the past a lot of themes they've introduced that didn't last long at all, because they were trying to, and it's not a common one that you see now that it's still been going for a while, is the Friends theme. But that was their most recent take as this is Lego for girls, which kind of is interesting because there's old like advertisements from Lego that is like Legos for boys and girls. Like it's not like we're gender savvy, you know, like fuck with us, you can build whatever you want. And now it's like this one's for the minifigures are small and there's pretty colors, so this is how we're going to get more girls to buy our toys. And what happened is a bunch of grown-ass men were like, fuck, light aqua pieces, yeah, I will buy this dollhouse. So it worked from a business standpoint, but not really the audience they were going for. I know it did help, but Lego has for decades done kind of weird trial runs with different themes to get different people interested in it. So
I think Lego has probably always appealed to both boy and girls, just maybe not as many girls, because it would probably at first was only appealing to more like the tom girl type thing, or whatever you want to, what do you call that? I don't know. But like the
weird
more,
girls, yeah.
weird girls, the more boyish girls, they were like, wow, I also like spaceships and that's pretty cool. But
Yeah, because a lot
then
of the earlier
they had to
themes.
Try to
Sorry, go ahead.
appeal to the girls who like Barbies and stuff too, I guess.
Yeah, I mean a lot of the earlier themes that Lego did when they, I mean, Lego has been around for quite a bit, and they've been making other toys historically, other than just like the plastic building blocks that we're familiar with now. But when they started getting into what we recognize as Lego now, like a lot of those earlier themes were like very like science fiction based themes, which I think, that's always kind of just been something that's I feel like has appealed to more
And
men or boys, I should say.
I think nowadays, if anything, girls probably aren't afraid to like that stuff because it's more encouraged that like girls can like all of it, especially with like what Star Wars does now. But probably back then, it was probably like frowned upon for a girl to want the spaceship. They were probably told to like get the dolls and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, no, culture like that has always been shitty. But they're getting there. And like it's a good and a bad thing to have specifically targeted audience for different themes, but at least it provides more options for people, I guess. But
For sure.
I guess that's kind of what we'll get into in the next episode, starting from here on out, is just talking about specific themes overall. Like they've done castle, space, town, you know, police sets, just countless amounts of those, and how they've kept similarities and added and whatnot to shit like that. I really put the words together really well on that one.
You sure did,
But
buddy. No, yeah, there's plenty to talk about. I mean, we can do episodes on like whole themes. We can do episodes on just like how stuff has changed, or like mock pages, like you were saying, or like, yeah, there's a lot.
There's really
Legoland. Right. Like, there's so much.
It's really a rabbit hole that you can go down, and it's really interesting because it's just in reality, it's just a toy. You know what I mean? But it's like, at the same time, not really.
I feel like we're really trying to appeal to just the adults here, which is an interesting scenario. Right. But hopefully there's enough of an audience. I mean, there's a lot of adults that like Legos. There's probably a lot of adults, like some that we know, that have nostalgia for it, even if they don't do anything with it now. So hopefully there's enough people there for us to gain an audience, because we're going to be saying fuck. We don't want kids to hear that. Yeah. It's for adults. So hopefully adults like to hear us talk about Lego.
And dick.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I feel that this might be a good place to end off this episode.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Pretty general rundown of what this show is going to be, who the hell we are. And
So now everyone knows how big of a fucking nerd we all are.
If they realize that they've made a mistake
To this first episode, then maybe we can get two of you back for number two.
Tell your friends, I guess, if you have a friend that is interested in this, which you probably don't, but you know
tell them anyway. Tell your wife,
tell your grandpa. I bet he'll know what a podcast is.
Talk to your dog.
Everyone has a podcast now, and so
tell your therapist about us.
Everyone has a podcast, so in turn everyone listens to them, right?
Sure, that's just simple math.
Yep,
it's just good business.
Yep.
So yeah, if you were at all interested in today's shit posts, keep in mind that we will be doing more of these as time progresses.
Yeah, hopefully we'll stay motivated with this. Maybe it'll be weekly. We'll see
maybe
how it'll goes.
Be annually. Maybe it'll be every 10 years. What's so exciting, you know, about this is that we could really take our time.
But hopefully the cool thing, either way, even if this doesn't take off, I think we've got enough friends that are into Lego that maybe we can use this as sort of a platform for like a little bit of a community. We've already made like a Facebook page, and we can post some of our shit there, and people can talk to us, I guess, that kind of thing.
We'll use this as a platform to lobby Congress for Lego fan rights, and we'll use it to pass legislation against discrimination against adult fans of Lego.
Sure.
Who knows? The possibilities are endless.
Edit that part out.
Yeah, we'll just edit that out. Yeah. We'll probably edit out most of what Kate has said today.
Yeah, I think we're going to narrow this down to a two-person podcast at this point. It's really what this episode was for.
This will probably be on like iTunes and Spotify and all that shit. So,
yeah. And if you liked what you heard, I'm under the impression probably the next episode we will be delving into space as a theme. Of Lego, because that's
pretty much the dominating thing in our life.
Our favorite, So if you're interested, tune in again next time, and we will let you know all that we know, and we will give you a rundown of the shit that's in our head and why we think it should be in your head.
Hell yeah.
I want to be in your head.
I know, baby.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you for tuning in to Building After Dark. Have a good night.
Have thank a you. Yeah.